WPHM. The WPHM Morning Show continues with Paul Miller on 1380 WPHM.
All about surviving. We're from Detroit, and we're strong from Detroit.
Detroit was Silicon Valley in the early part of the 20th century.
In many ways, the American dream really was created in this locale.
Many people saw Detroit for the first time stepping off a train. And the first thing you see is this incredible building.
That incredible building is the Michigan Central train station that was open for tours last weekend. Ford Motor Company has purchased it, and they are. It really is a symbol, I think, of Detroit's comeback. This weekend, the History Channel is showing a new documentary narrated by J.K. Simmons called Detroit Comeback City. The resident historian at the History Channel and professor of modern U.S. history at the University of Oklahoma, Steve Gillen, is on the line with us right now. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Appreciate you joining us. I can't wait to see the documentary. I've seen the trailer for it. It really looks like a great retrospective of Detroit and how it's fought back and reinvented itself in recent years.
That's right. You know, I have to tell you, I was in Detroit about 10 years ago. I did a show about Motown, and I was in the city for about a week, and I've been back for this documentary. I'm actually on my way to the airport to fly back today. And I didn't recognize the city when I've been going back the last couple of weeks. It's just it's in the process of transforming itself. And I think this new initiative by Ford to purchase this symbol of the city will be just another important step forward for a city that I think is about to experience another renaissance and be. My hope is it will be in the 21st century what it was at the beginning of the 20th century, which was essentially the Silicon Valley of America.
Yeah, and of course, it's going to take some time to get there. And I think that state leaders, you know, everything from CEOs to legislators and beyond are looking at what it's going to take to get us there. You know, we still don't have quite the talent level that we need here. We still need to improve our schools in the state of Michigan. But boy, Detroit has really made a big turnaround, hasn't it?
You know, it has been, but I think it's important what you just said, which is that Detroit faces, you know, profound problems, and it's going to take both public and private to come together to try to deal with these issues of poverty, unemployment. You talked about the schools, but I think here's the thing that makes me really hopeful. When I talk to people in Detroit. When I was there 10 years ago, I have to tell you that Detroit was a depressing place, and people were depressed. And now when you talk to people, waitresses, cab drivers, security people, they're hopeful. There is a sense of optimism among people in Detroit. I know there's been other sort of so-called renaissances in Detroit, but there's a sense among the people in Detroit that this is real. And one of the great symbols of that is, you know, there's this guy who stole the clock. Has returned it. And apparently Ford is getting calls from all these other people who have stolen things from the station and are giving it back. And it just gives you a sense that the people themselves in the city of Detroit have an investment in this. And I think that the city is going to revitalize itself. It involves leaders, political leaders, civic leaders, industry leaders, but it also requires a buy-in from everyday residents of what has been a very resilient city.
That's a great point. Other cities have been comeback cities. Cleveland did it. Pittsburgh did it. Other cities have, you know, in the so-called Rust Belt have done it. But there isn't a blueprint to be followed, is there? I mean, there's no textbook that says here's what you need to do to become a comeback city.
That's right. I mean, there are certain things that, it requires, or certain basic fundamentals that it requires. One is to attract new industry, to attract cutting edge technology, to be at the forefront of something. You know, what the problem with a lot of these industrial cities is, and Detroit, the reason why Detroit fell so hard was that it was so dependent on one industry, and it was so dependent on manufacturing, which has gone abroad and it's probably not coming back. And the cities that have been successful have been able to diversify their economies. And you know what Ford is doing, they're not talking about building new factories and assembly lines, they're talking about bringing innovation and technology. And I think that has been a key part of many of the cities that have been able to revitalize themselves. And you know, this has been a trend over the past 25 years. If you go to a lot of these cities have old industrial cities have been revitalizing themselves. Detroit, the two cities that are behind the curve are Detroit and Newark. And I think there's a reason for that. And I think it has to do with the riots in 67 that sort of left a scar on both those cities. But I think they both are now at that stage where they're catching on. And I'm optimistic. I think Detroit has a bright future.
A lot of people seem to think that as well. And as you said, finally, the people in Detroit, of course, we're in the region here, are starting to see that buy-in. What are we going to see in this show? I believe it's on Sunday, the Detroit Comeback City documentary.
That's right. So it deals with really the three phases of Detroit's history, beginning in the 1920s, the rise of the automobile industry, the rise of city. It's really, you know, what it does is it uses Michigan Central Station to tell the larger story of Detroit. So it talks about how the station was embodied what Detroit was about, the grandeur of Detroit, you know, this jewel of the Industrial Revolution. And then it talks about the decline. It's very sort of honest in the way it talks about what happened to Detroit in the 60s, the riots, and then the 70s and 80s, with manufacturing moving in, moving out. And then it ends with this hopeful note. It talks about what Ford is doing with Michigan Central Station and how this is part of this new renaissance that's coming to Detroit. So it's about the past, and it's also about the present and the future.
Well, I'll be watching Sunday. Look forward to it. Steve, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.